Picture this. You're reviewing your home's security footage after receiving a motion alert from the night before. It's late. Too late for visitors. But you assume it's nothing unusual. Maybe a stray cat, maybe a raccoon digging around the trash. Something simple. But as the footage plays, your confusion grows. The screen flickers slightly, and there's moving across your yard. And it's something unexpected. Pants. Just pants. No person, no torso, just a pair of pants walking. Casually strolling through your yard like they're on their way to the laundry room. The fabric sways with purpose, as if they know exactly where they're going. No jerky, puppet-like movement. These pants are walking naturally. Step by step, they wander across your property before disappearing out of frame. You rewind the footage. Play it again and again. Each time, it's the same. Those empty legs pacing confidently through the dark, like they belong there. You check the locks. They're all secure. Nothing's missing. Nothing's broken. Just pants. If you're thinking this case is some haunted denim or bizarre prank, think again. Because this isn't just a story about one strange sighting. What are they? Where do they come from? And why do they seem so intentional? Stay tuned, because in today's episode, we're diving deep into the bizarre and chilling mystery, one that will leave you questioning just what's out there when the sun goes down. You are listening to the episode, The Fresno Nightcrawler. I am your host, Carrie, and this is Unlocking the Paranormal. Welcome back to another episode where fascination overcomes fear. If this is your first time, I appreciate you coming to check out the podcast. For any new listeners, I do want to let you know about the contest that is going on right now. For every researched episode that will be released during the season 2, I will be putting out some clues and riddles for you to guess what the next episode is going to be about. If you guess correctly, you will be entered to win a sticker pack prize. Now, to guess, all you gotta do is comment on the post that I put out on Instagram. And from there, I will keep track of everyone who answered correctly. And also, for any new listeners, just letting you know that the merch that is currently out there, we have limited merch that will be available for a short time before the merch store closes, before some new designs are put out later this year. And if you want to become a part of the podcast and share your story, you can email it to unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. Send me your UFO, haunted encounter, or any kind of encounter that is paranormal related, so you have your chance of having it being read on a Paranormal Pen Pal episode, which is referred to as the Parapal episodes. Okay, now let's get into today's episode. Picture this. A creature standing just shy of 5 feet. Its form so thin it seems almost spectral. The Fresno Nightcrawler is a figure of stark simplicity. A being composed of two impossibly long legs that extend up to what one might assume is its head. There are no arms, no visible torso, just legs and a head. Its movement is unlike anything seen in the natural world. The legs bend backward at the knee, creating an unsettling gait that suggests something otherworldly. The creature's legs, long and flowing, move with a ghostly elegance, appearing almost as if they are made of fabric fluttering in the wind. Its face, if it has one, remains a mystery, obscured by the grainy low-quality footage that has captured its brief appearances. It was a cold night in Fresno, California, the kind of night where the air feels heavy and the silence presses in around you like a damp fog. The clock had just crept past 1 a.m. when the quiet was shattered by the sharp, frantic barking of dogs. Their howls echoed through the darkened house, cutting through the heavy stillness. The homeowner, groggy and confused, stumbled out of bed, his heart hammered in his chest, as he made his way toward the window, expecting to see a raccoon or maybe a prowler in the yard. But the shadows outside remained undisturbed. No movement, no sound, aside from the restless barking of his dogs. Frowning, he turned toward the glow of his CCTV monitor in the corner of the room. The black and white grain of the footage flickered weakly, and then it appeared. At first he thought his eyes were playing tricks on him, a figure, tall and thin, yet somehow small, glided across the screen. It didn't walk so much as float. Its movements were unnervingly smooth, as though the laws of gravity didn't apply to it. The creature was impossibly slender, its elongated legs bending unnaturally backwards as it drifted across the lawn. There were no discernible arms, no clear head, just a narrow, flowing form with legs that seemed too long for its body. It moved with a hypnotic, fluid rhythm, swift but effortlessly, like a shadow dancing on the edge of perception. The homeowner leaned closer to the screen, squinting. He couldn't make out any facial features. The grainy quality of the footage distorted its outline. But the figure's form was unmistakably unnatural. It was small, barely 3 feet tall, but its presence filled the screen like a looming phantom. A chill crept up his spine. He sat frozen for a moment, his breath shallow and uneven. Then, with a shaky hand, he rewound the footage and pressed play again. The creature moved just as eerily the second time, fluid, deliberate, as though it knew it was being watched. Heart racing, the man picked up the phone and called his brother. "You need to see this," he whispered, his voice trembling. 15 minutes later, his brother arrived. Two men huddled over the flickering screen, their faces pale in the glow of the monitor. "We need to check the yard," he said. The homeowner hesitated, but fascination outweighed fear. They pulled on their coats and stepped out into the cold night. The air felt unnaturally still. Even the dogs, once barking hysterically, had gone silent. Their footsteps crunched softly on the frostbitten grass as they crossed the lawn. "There," the brother said, suddenly pointing. Faint imprints marked the damp earth. Two elongated shapes, too thin and too narrow to be human. The prints stretched out in an even gliding pattern, as if whatever had made them had barely touched the ground. But as they knelt down to examine the prints, a sudden breeze stirred the air. A chill swept through the yard, and when they looked again, the footprints were gone. The damp grass shimmered in the moonlight, smooth and undisturbed. "It's like they were never here," the brother whispered. But it had been there. They had seen it, on the screen, in the yard. Something otherworldly had crossed through their world, leaving behind only questions and the echo of the footsteps that should not have been. That night, the homeowner uploaded the CCTV footage online. The internet buzzed with theories. An alien, a ghost, a hoax. But the video remained unexplained. The creature's strange hypnotic movement, an unnatural form, haunted those who watched it. The Nightcrawler had arrived. And it would not be the last time it was seen. Just months later, in February 2011, another sighting would cement the Nightcrawler's place in cryptic lore. This time, a couple living near Yosemite National Park, tired of trespassers, installed security cameras around their property. What they captured was even more than astonishing. Two Nightcrawlers, moving silently through the woods behind their home. The larger of the two, standing around 5 feet tall, moved with the same strange gait, while the smaller, barely 2 feet tall, followed closely. Now, my initial thought was one was a child or a baby creature, while the other one was the adult, whether it be a quote-unquote parent or not. The sight of these creatures gliding down a gentle slope sent shivers down the spine of anyone who watched the footage. They moved in this weird, wobbly but smooth way, like they were walking on stilts or maybe just learning how legs work. In this video, the shape of the legs appear to taper toward the bottom, where there are feet, and are very wide and web-like around the area of the knee, all the way up to where it joins at the head. Even though they are wide, they are extremely thin. In my opinion, the shorter one has a larger head than the taller one. But the creatures moved slightly different than in the video captured in Fresno. In this video, they do appear to walk a bit slower. This could be because they appear to be walking down a hill at a decline. The smaller Nightcrawler appeared to pause, perhaps sensing the camera, and turns its head. You don't see any reflection of eyes, but again, the video footage is not the best. And it could be that the Nightcrawler was looking in the opposite direction of the camera. Or, who knows, maybe it just doesn't have any eyes. Its larger companion continuing its silent journey. Though reports of similar creatures have surfaced in far-off places like Poland, none hold the same weight or clarity as the encounters in Fresno and Yosemite. The Polish footage, fleeting and unclear, fails to capture the same haunting essence of the nocturnal wonders. As with any cryptid tale, skeptics have sought to debunk the Nightcrawler as a mere hoax. They have donned long, flowing pants up to their shoulders, walked on stilts, and mimicked the creature's distinctive gait. This gives the appearance of long legs up to their head. Yet, each attempt falls short, lacking the ethereal grace of the real thing. Even the television show Fact or Fake examined the Fresno footage, declaring it unaltered and genuine. Though they acknowledged the difficulty in perfectly recreating the Nightcrawler's unique movement. But the question is, if it's not a hoax, what is it? The Nightcrawler seems to exist solely in the shadows, with its most credible sightings occurring under the cover of night. Its strange, almost ghostly appearance has sparked a wide range of theories, from extraterrestrial origins to ancient guardianship. While its true nature remains unknown, the consistency in its appearance and behavior across different sightings suggests that there may be more to this creature than mere folklore or hoax. One of the popular theories is that the Nightcrawler is an extraterrestrial being, a visitor from beyond our solar system. Its unnaturally long legs and fluid gliding movements don't align with any known terrestrial life forms. Supporters of this theory point to the creature's apparent lack of facial features and the smooth cloth-like texture of its body as indicators of non-human biology. Could the Nightcrawler be a scout or probe sent to observe humanity? Its non-threatening behavior, never attacking or confronting humans directly, could suggest that it's a passive observer or even part of a larger alien mission to study the Earth's ecosystem. Certain Native American tribes tell of beings strikingly similar to the Nightcrawler. Tall, thin figures with elongated limbs that have walked the earth for centuries. According to their lore, these beings originate from a distant world of swamplands. Their long legs adapted for traversing their watery homeland. They are said to have come to Earth as guardians, with the purpose of guiding humanity towards restoring balance with nature. The idea that the Nightcrawler is a spiritual protector rather than a predator aligns with its peaceful nature. It has never exhibited aggression or harm towards humans. Its appearance could serve as a reminder of humanity's lost connection with the natural world. Another theory suggests that the Nightcrawler is not of this world, but rather from another dimension. Its unusual gait and seemingly weightless movement have led some to believe that it might be phasing in and out of our reality. If it exists on a different vibrational frequency or plane of existence, it could explain why it's so rarely seen and why physical evidence of its presence is scarce. Presence is scarce. This theory raises the possibility that the Nightcrawler isn't intentionally visiting Earth. It might simply be crossing into our earthly plane. It might simply just be crossing into our dimension by accident or through natural cosmic phenomena. But could the Nightcrawler be a previously undocumented species native to Earth? Its long, stilt-like legs resemble certain swamp-dwelling creatures, and its movements suggest that it might have adapted for navigating marshy or heavily wooded environments. Some cryptozoologists speculate that the Nightcrawler could be a surviving member of an ancient species thought to be extinct. Its elusive nature and nocturnal habits would make it difficult to detect and study, explaining why no biological evidence has ever been recovered. There's also a supernatural angle to the Nightcrawler legend. Its ghost-like appearance, gliding motion, and lack of interaction with the physical environment have led some to believe that it actually could be a spirit. The Nightcrawler could be lingering essence of a person or creature tied to a specific location or event. Some paranormal researchers have drawn comparisons between the Nightcrawler and nature spirits like a fae, like being from global folklore, suggesting that it might be a manifestation of the Earth's energy or a protector of sacred spaces. A less discussed but intriguing theory is that the Nightcrawler could be a form of advanced robotic technology. Its smooth, calculated movements and minimalistic design resemble the mechanics of a machine. If extraterrestrials or secret government programs are involved, the Nightcrawler might be a type of biomechanical drone designed for surveillance or data collection. Its apparent indifference to human presence could support the idea that it's following a programmed directive rather than exhibiting natural behavior. And we all know that the government keeps its experiments secret. So this is actually a really valid theory, in my opinion. Others suggest that the Nightcrawler could be a form of mass hysteria or psychological projection. a manifestation of collective fear and fascination with the unknown. The human brain is wired to seek patterns, and low-light conditions can make us perceive shapes and movements that aren't actually there, which this theory I don't agree with at all because we have it on video footage, and I don't think there's any mistaking what we are seeing in the footage. While the true nature of the Fresno Nightcrawler remains a mystery, the range of theories surrounding it reflects humanity's fascination with the unknown. Whether it's an alien, ancient protector, or figment of the human imagination, the Nightcrawler's presence continues to challenge our understanding of the natural and supernatural worlds. Its peaceful nature, elusive behavior, and striking appearance suggests that there's more to this creature than mere myth. A reminder that the world still holds secrets waiting to be uncovered. And what makes the Fresno Nightcrawler so beloved, aside from the fact that it looks like walking pants, is that it's just so bizarre and unthreatening. It's not here to steal cattle or scare campers, it's just there, gliding around, doing its leggy thing. It's become a meme, an art inspiration, and a cryptid icon, all because it's so strange yet oddly adorable. So, what's the verdict? Take the poll on Instagram and let me know your thoughts. Do you believe in the Fresno Nightcrawler? Do you believe it is an actual thing and not a hoax? And if you do believe it is a real thing and not a hoax, what do you think it is? Let us know in the comments. Is it an alien? Is it a Native American spiritual guide? Is it an interdimensional being? Or is it a ghost? Is it a spiritual being? I'd love to know what my listeners think of this creature. I, for now, am just going to refer to it as a cryptid. That's just kind of where I'm putting it in my category. If I don't put it in the spectrum of cryptid, it's definitely going to be in the category of alien. So that's kind of where I'm at on the Fresno Nightcrawler. Now, whatever the truth, the Nightcrawler's legend endures, a haunting reminder that the world still holds many secrets waiting to be unlocked. And that is it for today's episode. I do thank you for embarking on this chilling journey to unlocking the paranormal mysteries of the world. Beyond this episode lies a realm of enigmas waiting to be unveiled. For a full list of the episode source material and any photos, head over to the Unlocking the Paranormal Podcast Facebook page, as well as the Instagram page at Unlocking the Paranormal. And for additional creepy content, be sure to follow the podcast on TikTok at Unlocking the Paranormal. And be sure you never miss a moment of the unearthly tales that await by following the show wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is independently produced, and sharing it with your friends, family, and your favorite coworker helps me immensely. And don't forget to leave a review wherever you listen. And if you would like to join in and become a paranormal pen pal to have your story shared on a ParaPals episode, email your story to unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. And stay tuned for the next episode, where we will venture further into the labyrinth of the supernatural. Until next time, stay curious, embark on the journey, and may you find the key to unlocking the paranormal.